נדבר למוסר, bring a marshal. There's a person that had a mishpat, a court case in the city. They claimed that he killed someone. So they sent him a letter that another half a year, there's a mishpat in the main city. He lives in the village. So it's a half a year till the mishpat. So much things could happen in a half a year. Take off a chair. Take a chair. Take a chair. So much things could happen until a half a year. So take care of it. Bezos Hashem. Comes closer to the time of the mishpat. He wants to go to the main city to take care. He goes outside. He sees everything is full with snow. He can't go over to his wagon. It's full with snow and ice. But he has to get there, you know, as a court case. And if he's not there in time, they'll chop off his head. But he can't get there. It's full with snow. But he knows he has to get there. He has to come to the Mokum HaMishpat. He doesn't come to the Mokum HaMishpat. So what he does, he goes out to his backyard, he takes a hammer and a shovel, and he starts to scribe to get to the wagon. And he works, and he works, and he works. And he's schwitzing. Mamish, all schwitzing. He managed, Baruch Hashem, to open the wagon, to take off all the snow and all the ice, to get to this wagon. But now it's far away, you know, the city, the main city where the court case is. So he pays a lot of money, gets very chashuv horses, big white horses that could, you know, go in the snow. And they start to run to the main city. They're running in the snow. And they slip and they break their feet, and he takes different horses and he spends more money. And it's cold, so he warms it up. And he comes to the main city. He's holding already a couple weeks before the court case. He thinks on himself, we have to try to win. Tries to get the lawyers. Everyone is taken, you know, he calls the Chashiva office. They tell him, a couple months we have an appointment. 3 weeks is my... He goes, a little bit less Chashiv, also not available. Okay, but the less Chashiv, if you pay a lot of money, they find you an appointment. Because anyway, you don't make so much money. So he gets like a Beinoni lawyer, and he comes to the mishpat. The lawyer says, you know, give me the papers, you know, he brings bags of papers, the guy says, even if I read it, I will finish after the court case. They try headlines. His wife tells him, Tommy, you have such a court case, they're going to chop off your head. It's Golnish Giton. He said, what Golnish Giton? I schwitz, you know how much when I open the horses, my clothes are soaking wet from schwitz. You know how much money I paid for horses? You know how much money I put for lawyers? No one puts so much money for lawyers. They tell him, the Bistana, you schwitzed. He didn't schwitz. He decided the last day to go. Everything was covered with ice. You schwitz to open the ice. He invest money in lawyers. A schwache lawyer. It was not available in the last moment. You paid a lot of money for a schwache lawyer. He didn't come ready. Comes to the court, guys. The judge is telling him, where's your preparation? I'm working so hard. Working what so hard? Taking off the ice. I was running around 20 days to find lawyers here every morning, all the offices. Tell him, listen, you're not serious. Miss Tom, you don't know what to say for your name. And they decide to kill him. So the Bali Musa. Chazal tell us, and I know it's very hard to hear it, I'm speaking to myself, I'm just speaking loud. So it's 6 days late. Chazal say that for Rosh Hashanah you have to get ready from the beginning of Elul. You have to have 30 days achonah. We'll try to explain what is this achonah. But Chazal say you need an achonah of 30 days. I says 30 days. A couple days before Rosh Hashanah I will hear a good shmooze, good musa sefer. I know how to do it. It doesn't help to start from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Useless. Chaval. Rosh Mekadosh, Mez Hashem. A couple days before Rosh Hashanah, I'll take care of the matzav. It's exactly like this person staying home. He's letting it to be falling with snow. Will come the last couple days, he will schwitz. The guy will schwitz. He will cry in slichas. He will say slichas by night and by day. Yeah? He will try to do everything. It's mamish gomisht. What he's doing? Taking off the ice of the wagon. Gomisht. He didn't start to do tshuva. He tried to warm himself up to get into it, But he will stand the whole Yom Kippur. He will say the whole Tehillim five times backwards. So it's gomisht. He wants to feel Yom Kippur. He wants to feel Yom Adin. It's gomisht. Chazal say, you have to have 30 days, the shofar blows, not everyone hears them, because in the end of the evening, some people already leave. Yeah. But Klal Yisrael blow the shofar for 30 days. Uri Yesheni mitar de maschem. Vakisu nerdomim. 30 days, Chazal feel, you need to shake yourself up. Anile doidi ve doidi li. 30 days. You have to say the Dovidoiri morning and night. And the guy says, maybe it was very good for the old days. It's not so lemaisadik today. Why a person doesn't feel that it's so lemaisadik today? So I want to be masbir. Three nekudos. First, we have to know, Hashem, to be masbir, that the Elul is preparing us for two zach. To get ready. To believe and to live as Sido Yoim Adin, Ur Yesheni Mitar de Maschem. Wake up. Okay, I woke up. And to know what? To do what? To wake up. To do what? I'm awake, no? Wake up. 30 days, wake up. To wake up to what? It's two things you have to wake up. To start to live Sido Rish Hashone, Sido Yoim Adin. It's one thing you have to wake up. And the second thing you have to wake up is that you're doing the wrong things and you have to do tshuva. But there's two things that you have to wake up. But I want to be masculine, maybe. Havolbes had a lot of shmuzim. And the yesoid that he said was the tifer shmuzim. Not everyone understood it. He said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Hine Yomim Boim לא ירעב ללחם ולא יצומו למים כי אם לשמוע אז דבר השם. We בעצם in one hand in a generation that was never such a zach. Gemores all over, every marimokim that you want, every halacha sefer in every language and every different vision, every marimokimus to the marimokimus, yeah? You have everything in front of you. The gemores, even the gemore, the normal more given one little gemara with a poor, yeah? Today was Izvahoda, Mesifta, Mesifta, Wood Izvahoda, Izvahoda, Wood Mesifta, blue, red, green, all different. It's a Meshun Bikazach. Like Hoya Kazach, it's be Israel. You will think, Mamish, people will be different. So I'm not going now to speak about the bad. It's a horror that came down with the good. The Choshev Bochim, which can share us to the bad, and then she will read enough then. He says, give a marshal. In the old days, 100 people are walking from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, they're riding a horse. One of the horses dies in the way. They don't turn to each other. Why Hashem did it then? Why his horse died? Today, 100 cars are going from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. See a car accident. Miss Tommy spoke on the phone. Miss Tommy spoke on the phone. The car breaks down. Schwache car. The guy calls up his mechanic. Says, if it happens to you one more time, I'm not paying you anymore. Yeah, I see brakes, air conditioned brakes. What do you do? You don't think why. You call the technician. If it doesn't come, I'll call a different company. If it breaks two or three times, I want a better kind. Your phone doesn't work, you change the plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world without realizing. About it, everything is Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no shaila about it. I'll use a little bit the world to understand. He used his Mesholim in that days. Moshe was a big leak somewhere in the world. Oil was coming out. Yeah? So it's only a question of time when they'll manage to close it, right? For sure we could close it. The world today, for sure. A bigger metal piece. Different ideas. It's only a question if the president's not around. So he's wrong not to be around to fix it. But this is the way we look at it. For sure it's a solution. The shaila is when we'll manage to this. Something is very hot. Yeah, we have to get good guys to organize it better, I see. It's almost like it's hot. We can make it cold. It's almost like it has to be hot. If it's hot, so we'll organize it to be cold. And if it's not cold enough, we'll have a better company. And if not, we'll move to a different company. If this mismanage is not comfortable, then we'll go to different mismanage. We'll have a better year. We're in a world better. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. What was the chetan deira flogging? Also, they said they'll go up to the Shemayim, they'll stop the water coming. People are sick. So the question is, when they'll find the medicine? Yeah, they're scared there's Arabs that have a bomb at that they control the Eretz Yisrael. So the whole nice is, who will manage to get rid of them? Israel, America, you put the pressure, they will stop, they're not stop. But for sure we could stop it. The only question is, we'll have the permission. We'll not have the permission. He will do it. This, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a person living. Avada the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada, I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah? The only thing people a little bit believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam is, a little bit, is money. Because they want money they don't have, they believe Hashem could send them money. But what do you think a businessman thinks? Also, okay, it's a good deal, but a good cheshbon, I can make the money. It's only a question, just to invest it in the right connections. Here's a good question, it's Hashem, I don't have the right connections to invest it. If I have a little bit of money, the right connections, no shalom, I'll be a gvir. I'm not hooked enough. So the Rav Volbeck, Kadosh Baruch Hu made, without realizing, since the whole time, say, Avada, I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avada, I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But, miyat, people open yeshivas. Even in Teira. They know how to sell the yeshiva good, it goes. If they don't know how to sell it good, it doesn't go. Everyone, yeah, he knows how to sell it. He doesn't, yes, closed, open door, closed door. There are different yeshivas, yeah. This is the way everyone thinks. It's not... Everything is what people say and what people think, and for sure it could work. You know how to sell it and you know how to work. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it? This took away, Rav Volbe said, when he would stand in front of Yerushalayim and would see the cars coming in with the traffic lights, he said before Shmonesre, he would have to stand for half an hour clean out of his head. For him seeing all the traffic, mamish, zooming, mamish, organized, so by Bidei Odom, and if the traffic light doesn't work, and the people mamish could misader the whole thing. And you have GPS, again, everything is misader. If you need to get hold of someone, if you need information, you can get it. If you don't know how, ask someone. Every information you can get. You could know everything about everyone, and you feel you could. Zayma Avolbe, Kadosh Baruch Hu made that this is machlish our emune in Gansi. It's machlish our emune. And I'm not saying now that after the shmuz, if the light breaks, don't call the electricity guy. It's a very hard design. But for sure Hashem made the electricity go off. Yeah? So you call the electrician and he fixes it. After 2 days it breaks. You call him up again. It's not a good job. He fixes it. Because again, listen, different electricity don't do it. So he's wrong, right? If you'll be a good guy, it will not happen. This is the way you live. And I'm not saying we cannot stop to live like that. Chavis Avoda says a person is not allowed to fool himself and to live in Madrigas and Bitochen that he's not holding. But what is Negeal in Yoneinu? Negeal in Yoneinu is the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world mitchilo ve'atzof. Mitchilo ve'atzof. He made it. He made that the last 100 years before Mashiach will come, it's brought down in the Zohar, will be Chochma, Zevi Chochma Sateir, will be. So if, you know, when I was a bacher, if we heard of Rabbi Kiva Egel, we would chazer it 50 times. Because we were scared to forget it. Yeah? How will we know it next time? That's what I mean. The most you would open a maramaka and that, you know, 100, and that daf, and that this safer, that safer, for that MP3, you get it. I mean, it's not like it gets lost. Hashem gave a chokhmah she'en kedugmasa to the world. But that chokhmah made people to have ketanei emana. Ketanei emana. I'm not saying we have to do ishtadlis. Someone is very sick. Will you believe more? In the meaning of the kaisel or calling the right askanim, the medical askanim, to get the right doctors? About it, after that, there's nothing what to do. You dive in the kaisel, yeah? But the first thing is, you're busy 5 hours to get hold of the askanim, to get the right hospital. That if that solo would come in time, nothing would happen. I said in Malachamovis, as they state, came in time to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, I will kill everyone, and then everyone will hate me. I'll be the malach that no one will like. So Hashem told him, don't worry. They will never blame you. They will blame the doctor. They will blame the car. They will never blame the Malachim Ovis. No one will hate the Malachim Ovis. Everyone else chutz of the Malachim Ovis. The first part of the Shofar is Uru Yesheinim Bitar Demaschem VeHakitzu Mishenas Hazman. For a person to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he could daven in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And the avoid of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. And when you believe that He runs the world, He takes care of you. Kach hu seder habriyah. This is the Iker Schir Badin. Speak about what we call the avoid of Amaisis. But Rosh Hashanah is not Yom Slicha. Yom Slicha is Yom Kippur. We believe Hashem Melech. The more we believe Hashem Melech, we zoich Badin. It cannot start Erev Rosh Hashanah. A person could schwitz Erev Rosh Hashanah. He's not even schwitzing in the right thing. Okay, for sure he has to get to the main city. So he has to clean the wagon, he has to take off the ice. Oh, but it's not the right stuff. He has to start to walk to the city to meet Uru Yesheni Mitar Damascha. And a bocher will ask, Lemaise. So divide him on Lemaise. Lemaise, it's very good. Lemaise. So in the old days, that they believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they felt like that. And you know why they believed. Everyone, the Moshul, things are mamish not going anymore. No chavrusas, nothing. So you pick up your eyes, Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me. All of us are like that. In the old days, you lived in a village. Yeah, the house fell. There's nothing what to do. No vada rabbani. There's nothing what to do, yeah? It's not askanim. You just, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. There's no light. There's no one to call in the middle of the village. The guy that fixes the light comes once in a month. You daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that whenever, every day you daven Hashem, please make the light not to go off. There's no food. If it doesn't grow, there's no food here. Nothing what to do. No one comes, sends packages. So people really believed. Chazal say that the real emunah was in the meatball, that the food came from Hashem. They knew they have to daven to Hashem. That's what I'm saying, it's psukim. Ki savoyu la'oretz, v'teimu koichi v'oitzim yodi yosili yisachai lazeh. This is Be'etzim Kerichi Bo'itzim Yedi Asir Yisachayel Hazeh. So again, the Yitzhahara tells you, you know what? Start to live different. Chas v'sholem. Maybe if you're behind Madregis, it's not. I'll tell you, I was going Ben Azmanin, in Yad Bin Yomin with my kids. So, it was Yom Chamishi by night. I was going for a walk with my wife. It was 1 o'clock by night, 1:30 by night. We're walking and we're very, very thirsty. Very, very thirsty. Walking outside the place there. I say, you know, Mama's very thirsty. Water. Boom. Walking, and it's a yeshiva from a yeshiva came there. He thought no one would be there. He came to ride a bike. Man, it's nice. My kids are, but he saw me from far, so he felt not comfortable. So he came over, you know. Say, maybe I could help. He said, you know, let me know. I like to do mitzvahs. I'm looking for people. You know, I have cold water. You want maybe cold water? Okay, so we drove. So I told my wife, you see, if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, he could send cold water. This was Yom Chamishi by night. Friday afternoon, I went to the same place with my daughter for a walk. My older daughter. It was very hot. It was Choy Mayim, even worse than today. Yeah. So we left the place. She wanted to buy like ice just to eat. So well, everything was closed. Erev Shabbos when it was 6:30. So I thought, so maybe knock on the doors. Maybe someone will give to you. She said, well, it's a place we don't know in the middle of the land. I said, you know, yesterday night, we got a cup of water, you know, you could believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. She told me, a cup of water, you could send. Of Erev Shabbos, 4 to 7, you know, No, it will come. You know, even if it comes, it will melt. Okay, and walking. And 10 to 7, and we hear like music. We turn his ice cream car driving. So I told my daughter, I gave her money, run, buy yourself ice. Okay, she ran. She came back, she told me, Ta, you're not a maimon. So why you're not a maimon? I forget, I told you that Mistam Hashem will send you. Why you told me to run? If you really believe in the Gemesha, I could walk. You were scared I would lose it. You also don't believe 100%. You also don't have, you have a moon, but don't think you're a real maimon. You also have what to fix you. What I'm trying to say is, this is Be'emes the Ribbono Shel Olam. If Hashem wants, He can send you a cup of water in the middle of the night. And if He doesn't want, He doesn't send you. You have to live in Muna. A person could live in Muna the whole time. And he could see a Muna the whole time. He could see a Muna the whole time. He could see a Muna the whole time. A person, the tafkid of Elul is to work on a Muna and Boir Oil. Uru Yesheini Mitar Demasrem. We're sleeping. How we do Uru Yesheini? It's two ways. For the first part, for the Muna the Rabbi Yishel Olam. Some people do it Duchat Tfile. It's not so much days, it's speaking about 24 more days till Rosh Hashanah. Now, some people count them for the Ben Azmanim, yeah? About 24 days till Rosh Hashanah. And 4 of them will be Slichas days. So it's garnished. It's mamish garnished. It's garnished. You take one tefillah, or one part of tefillah. You could take the David Hashem Ayyavishi if you want. But without missing, and saying it slow, if it's the David Hashem, or if he say it like 3-4 minutes, and believe Sidor Ribbono Shel Olam. Every person could find a piece of davening that speaks to him. One person, En Kelekeinu, speaks to him. En Kelekeinu, En Kadineinu, En Kemalkeinu, En Kemishienu. Michalekeinu, Michadineinu. Everyone. Some Aleinu Shabeach, Shalei Yasonu. שמשתח ואנחנו קוראים משתח ומוידי לפני מלך מלך המלוך המלך שמונית השמיים ביועי סדורת שי וקורא בשמיים מה הראשונה זה שיש רק צריך לתפילה מלוך השור יסי 18 הם קיפר את השפיץ יסי עלינו but he takes it every day you wake up because you have to understand סידו אמונה אין בי רעילום and if you want Hashem shows you the whole time with cups of water I'm telling you don't think that the pshat I get more cups of water sent to me or ice cream sent over. I look for it, so I find it. I look the whole time. I'll tell you, Mamish, the day before this man started, I had to go to a doctor. It's Choy Mayoyim, Mamish Choy Mayoyim. I used to have this heat. It's better than every time it's air conditioned. So I went, and I don't know if I went to the doctor. I go to the doctor. So I finish, I come out of the doctor. I look, you know, I have to go back to Katzelembo again. It's Shtikot Mahalach. The heat. A car beeps to me. Two guys call me over. I never knew them. I come in, I sit in the back. They look Spanish. And they tell me, Baita? I say, yeah, Baita. I'm so happy. I'm talking to myself. Bairoilum. Kids, they talk another couple words in Spanish. They start to drive. I'm getting a bit nervous, but you know. In the middle of the way, like Mamish, in the place that is nowhere in between, like in the circle there, the kids are, they get a phone call. He's coming in a second. So the guy tells him in the phone, and I was like, the rabbi is with me in the car. What do you mean he's coming in a second? Kids are there, were dear to pick up if it's a rabbi somewhere. They talk to me, they pick me up. They take over to me, Slicha Latzet. Azalah Rav Shalach Latzachim. Like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, they just dropped me off. So I'm standing there, you know, and I was busy like talking to myself, Bayra'ilam. So I pick up the Bayra Shalaylam. You know, I'll be there as a bus, someone else will take me. You pick me up to drive to throw me like as a dog. Nowhere, I'm for sure it's a Cheshmin Shemayim, but I want to know now the Cheshmin Shemayim. In that moment, an elephant passes with a car. And he stops and says, Uya, Mamish looking to me. The Shiva gave me an envelope to give you, and I have to give it to you. I'm looking for you all over. Mamish Siyata Dishmaya, I need to find you now. Stop the car, gave me the envelope. And after the ready, I went where I had to go. I took care of what I had to take care of. A minute before, a minute after, I would never meet him because he was driving out and he didn't know how to find me. He was looking for me all over. Like, where's my phone? I was busy. So Hashem took me out. What I'm trying to say. The whole time Hashem does it. Just, if you don't ask, you go out and then someone gives you an envelope, you don't feel that you're thrown out the car, you don't feel that someone came, I'm saying, you don't see it. You take 26 days now, and you dat mesiach, not the whole day. You're not used to doing it, you get meshudev doing it, yeah? This happens the whole time. There's nothing. I'm not like telling you, like, you know, $1 million fell out of the sky, yeah? So I went to the student because someone gave me an envelope, big deal. But if you live, you see, he shows you. Every minute he shows you. You take one tefillah a day, one part, starting from today. Sido b'ra'olam. Hashem Baruch Hu says, Shuvo elai v'oshuvo aleichem omar Hashem. Make one step, he will give you 10 steps. He will make you to feel b'ra'olam. The Yetzer Hara tells us in our days, no. Leave it for later to be taken care of. It's okay, it's chaval. It's old fashioned. It's a shrek lechazach. But this is what the Yetzer Hara tells every person. Stop, Elul does. The old days, you sit and learn. So for who Elul was? For the people that are not sitting and learning? For who Elul was? For who they blow the shofar? Okay, so we don't stay till the end. Say that. But for who to blow it? Chazal were attacking to blow shofar every day to wake up. I mean, for the bad people. I'm telling you, it's boduku menusa. This shmuz you can't give next week. It's really halfway into Elul. It's a bit under Elul. You'll have to work already with, you know, the middle class lawyers. If a person does this, uru yesheni mitar demaschem. Every day, one tefillah to take on yourself. It's all pushes. Decide now. Before you go back to yeshiva, what part of tefillah you every day you will be taking on yourself? This is one chelik. It's another chelik of Uri Yesheni Mitar Demaschem to do tshuva. It's not deciding now what tshuva I will do and what I will change. But to decide that when I will come to Rosh Hashanah this year, I will make that next year I will be a better person. I will fix something. I'm planning to change. If a person will take on himself every day to have that tefillah with the kavanah, and in the same time to believe in Bayir Olam, to take something that speaks to you, Bayir Olam. There's so much pieces of tefillah. You just say it. Yeah, I want to tell you a secret. You don't have to have tif kavanas. You just take the words and you decide to say them slow. Although even more, you know, it's embarrassing, but this is one of the secrets that I was mekabel, I think maybe from Rav Shach. You say the words from the stomach, not from the mouth. And then you pull them. Baleinu, leshameach, leadoin, hakoil. You pull the words. The words, you don't need to say Aleinu Gomish. Adoin Elo Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzur Nivro V'Hu Hoyo V'Hu Hoyve V'Hu Yeh. So much. You just take one piece. No Kavanas Gomish, just Kavanas Ha'ari. And you do it every day. And you decide, you will change. Ribbono Shel Olam, I know you're the Manik. I know you're the Bayir Olam. I believe that you're the Bayir Olam. And I'm makir in that you decide everything, that you do everything. Only that to say to yourself. And about it, if you could, it's kedai also to learn Musar every day. I'm saying Chodshin Elul, even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes. About Musar based lives, the nigga helps a lot. Person has to know if you have a good Rosh Hashanah, all of your life changes. Speak about later in the Achodot to Rosh Hashanah. The period 3 weeks, and everything will change. And Bezus Hashem will have Siyata Dishmaya.